Go back. There you go. We're going to read 2 Peter. Chapter 1. Then we're going to look at Sister Shepherd's dream today, which is in blasphemous names. All right. 2 Peter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. All right, and besides this, so besides you get born again, besides this born again experience, this is an addition to. Everybody understand that? This is an addition to. This is telling us that the new birth, you've got to get, this is what, you got to get the new birth, and look at verse 5. And beside this, what? Besides that new birth. Add to your new birth, virtue. Add to your new birth, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. Now, you get everything you need, there's a quote, you get everything you need at the new birth. That's right. Jonas has everything he needs to drive a car. Right? Except for growth development. Virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience in the natural before he's able to drive a car. He's got to gain some knowledge. He's got to grow up. So that's what we have to do as Christians. And you'll find there's a lot of people in the message that don't agree with this. They think you get everything, because Brother Bram does say you get everything for your journey after new birth. Well, a kid gets everything he needs when he's a baby. But that baby's not going to stay a baby. He's going to grow up in God. All right? And that says, besides this, what? Besides receiving the new birth, add to your new birth, are what you believe, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, overflowing, that's what we're going to look at today, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind. Quit feeding Jonas, and he's going to be, his growth is going to be stunted. His nutrition's going to go down. He's going to get sick. Maybe he's even going to die. All right? But now he's still a human. He's still born into the family of Canada. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Even though you're born into the family of God, you can stop your growth development at any time by not eating. And then if you eat on the things of the world, like Brother Brown says, you get perverted, or you get stunted, or your growth is not what it should be. All right? So these are requirements. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence that you make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Right? So now, Sister Shepherd was a sister in Brother Brown's church, and on blasphemous names, she was worried whether she had the Holy Ghost or not. When she laid down across the duofo where her husband was reading a paper. She's got little ones as I have, and they're always making noise and things and so on. She fell asleep for 10 minutes or 15, and she dreamed. And she never could understand it or get it all together. From a year ago almost, until this message was taught. Now, what is blasphemous names? It's a higher, Brother Bram goes to a higher degree. He preaches this right after he preaches the statue of a perfect man. Everybody understand that? You get the book, Blasphemous Names, he goes right back into the statue of a perfect man and starts talking about faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience. And that's what he's saying right here. And she never could understand it or get it all together from a year ago almost until this message was taught. Then while I was teaching it, it all came back to her. Now that was when he drew the pyramid and taught on the statue of a perfect man. And she dreamed that she was praying. She was walking the floor. First, before she dreamed and wringing her hands and thinking, Lord, have I got the Holy Ghost? Okay, so now watch what he's doing. Can you prove to me? Some say because I shouted or because I spoke in tongues and believe in all that, but have I really got it? I believe in all those things, those virtues, speaking in tongues and shouting, all kind of demonstrations. I believe in every bit of it. But if it's there without this, in other words, the new birth, if it's there without this, there's something wrong. See, now see, you got a shell. See that? A shell. Right? See what he's saying? Watch. Let's analyze this a minute. And she was worried about it. So she just laid down across the duofo where her husband was reading. She went to sleep. And she dreamed she was on a mountain. Okay? And the best, I haven't got it on paper before me, but I think it like this. She dreamed that she saw a rock box, like a framework, sitting right on top of this mountain. And her husband was just behind her. And she saw a large man standing there with work clothes on, sleeves rolled up, bailing the most pure water that she ever seen, pouring it into the box. All right? Pouring it into the box. Okay? The rock box sitting on top of the mountain, and the rock box would not hold the water. All right? Holes in it. Our experience wasn't rock solid, had some holes in it. But look, we had the rock box. She had the rock box. She had the confession. She had the new birth. Brother Bram's going to tell her that. And the rock box would not hold the water. And it rolled right out of there. See? Just boiled up all the trash and sticks. So as the water of the Word goes in, okay, that rock solid box still had some problems. Humanity. Poured the water in, and it boiled all the trash and sticks and everything in there, boiled it out, and rolled it down the mountain. All right? And it rolled out over her feet. She was standing right in that stuff, only it didn't stick to her. What? The sticks and the stones and all, or all that stuff. It didn't stick to her. And then she asked why the box didn't hold it. The man said, that is not water. That's the Holy Ghost. Nothing will hold it. Then he went back and got another bucket, and it was full of honey. And poured the honey in there and said, now it will hold this. Now look. Go ahead. This is the box, all right? Everybody see, this is the box he's talking about. Pouring in and the stuff coming out. Now, Brother Branham in the Statue of a Perfect Man, we'll get to it later. This is the honey. Now, you got the new, she had the new birth because she had a rock solid box. It was her confession. She had her confession, but there was other things that had to come out. All right? This is the honey because watch what he says. He said, you get all these things here. He'll say you got up here and you don't have the Holy Spirit. Well, you don't have the fullness of the Holy Ghost. You're not a full adult. You got all the parts. You got all the working mechanisms. You just can't drive the car yet because what you're doing is you're looking at adoption. Adoption is not when you're a baby. Adoption is when you come to something. Jesus, even on the River Jordan, he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm pleased to dwell. Stopped right there. Jesus had to go 3.5 years before God took him up on a mountain and said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. All right, that's the adoptional part. The adoptional part is not when you get born again. You have the spirit of adoption. Remember Romans 8, you have the spirit of adoption. You're in the line of adoption. In other words, you've got in the right family. You got to get in the right family to be adopted, all right? So now you come here, and this is the honey that you're going to see that he pours out, and what's it going to do? Brother Brown said the Holy Spirit seals these virtues in, all right? Now let's keep going. And it was full of honey, and poured the honey in there and said, now it will hold this. And she thought the box was a rock box, was going to burst out and spill the honey. But it didn't. It finally stuck together. and it held it. She turned and went down the mountain. Going down the mountain, she stopped at the bottom of the mountain and looked back. She saw five streams of pure crystal water, not contaminated by the things that it went through. Still pure, clear, coming swiftly. And then it slowed up, then almost faded out. And she was wondering, would it ever reach the bottom of the mountain? Five streams, and she woke up. All right? Now he's going to give the interpretation. Now, no more than I picked up the letter and opened it, I saw the dream. Now, this is a true prophet. See, the prophet, a true prophet sees the dream himself. He sees the dream, and then he interprets it. That's what Daniel, that's what the problem with Daniel, the people in Daniel's day was that, remember the people walked up to the king and said, "Oh king, tell us your dream." He said, "If you're anything, you're supposed to tell me the dream." Well, Daniel walks up and said, "Here's the dream and the interpretation." So Brother Branham gives the dream and the interpretation, which is the way of a true prophet. All right? Now, no more than I picked up the letter and opened before it, I saw her dream. That's the way dreams are interpreted. Now, many of you have come to me with dreams and say things to me about dreams. I say, "Wait a minute, you never told it all." See, and go back and pick it up. And if you can't tell what you dreamed, how you know the interpretation is right or not? See? You've got to see the dream. A vision has to show the dream. And when you see the dream that the person dreamed, it can tell them before they tell you, then you know the interpretation. Well, I believe that's in the scripture also. Daniel one time. All right, there's Daniel. A person would start telling Brother Branham a dream, and he'd just stop him and say, "Wait a minute, you missed so-and-so, or so-and-so, so-and-so." Then they say, "That's right." All right? Now, here's the interpretation of her dream. She was bothered about the Holy Spirit. Now, inasmuch that she had seen the box on top of the mountain was the rock. Rock box is rock confession. She had her confession, see. Now, like Jesus said in the Scripture, said, "Peter, who?" Jesus said, "Who does man say I, the Son of Man, am?" One of them says, "Thou art Elias," and Moses, and so forth. And he said, "But who do you say?" He said, "Thou art the Christ." Now, some people say the Catholic Church. He goes on and talks about that. That's been each church age has had their rock confession. Now, what has each church age had? The Holy Ghost, right? Holy Ghost in every age, all right? Now, on up to this rock confession of the Laodicea. And now, you cannot make a holy church. There's no such a thing as a holy church. The Holy Spirit can be preached in it, but in there you find good and bad, renegades, indifferent, and everything else. So an organization will not hold. You can't say we got it, none of the rest has it. The Holy Spirit is poured out on what? Individuals. It's the individual. This is her individual dream. Now, I believe it was all of us, but it was to her. She had a question. God answered her question. So, therefore, the rock, this latter-day Pentecostal church, which has received the Holy Spirit, they did it the first. All down through the ages, they received the Holy Spirit, but not in the measure that they have it now. Right? They didn't have these virtues working in their life except in the first age, but that was all eat down, eroded. Man's ideas, like what we were talking about last night, man's ideas has put a lid on it so it can't work. Now, in the end time, we're required. It was a requirement when Peter said it. Back in A.D. whatever that was. Back in A.D. 60, it was a requirement. But nobody could come to that because of what? Those five streams, to me, also represents the fivefold ministry. Because they bring the washing of the water of the word, right? You can say grace or Jesus or whatever how you want, but it's a fivefold ministry. You got to hear it from somebody before you can get it. All right, and it's got to be a fivefold of it, not one. All right, that's why Brother Branham had to go off the scene so a fivefold ministry could take the voice and break it down to the people. They received the Holy Spirit, but not in the measure that they have it now. It's the same Holy Ghost, but it's not in the same measure. All right, because it's a restoration of the first. And we take the candlesticks, Alpha and Omega, how they lit the first candle, went higher, got dimmer, dimmer, then they come back again, first and last. So forth. What's he saying? The first church age had it. Now the last church age is supposed to have it. All right. Now, but in this church age, the message is being poured into the church, but the church body itself, and altogether like this tabernacle will say, that's where she comes to church. This tabernacle is not a Holy Ghost tabernacle. There's no such a thing. Individuals that come into this church is Holy Ghost tabernacles. They are tabernacles that contain the Holy Ghost, but not the church in the body, a group. Therefore, it runs out. But what this man who was pouring the water, the messenger to the church, that was him. But he's not going to tell you it was him. He's going to say it's the messenger to the church, because he's not going to bring any light on himself. All right? A true prophet always points you to Christ. So he's pouring the message into the church, but what was the water doing? It was boiling out all the trash that was in it. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Now you take it to somebody that believes that you get everything at the new birth down at the bottom and you get all these virtues and you're adopted. Read them that quote right there. Where's the trash at? I mean, if you got the Holy Ghost and that's all you need and that's all you got, where's the trash? The trash is in your spirit and in your body. Actually, it's not your body. Your body just does what your spirit tells it to do. It's actually the spirit guy. Okay? Your soul's redeemed. Your soul's just as eternal as God is, but God's got to work on boiling out the trash that was in it. That's what the Holy Ghost does. It boils it up. Now, the honey represents brotherly love, brotherly kindness, which is this age. All right? I just got through telling, see, of brotherly kindness, the age that we live in now. Now, you might say, look, I sure don't like Brother Neville, or I sure don't like Brother Jones, I don't like Brother so-and-so, and something like that. But just let something happen to him, brother, your heart is broken. It nearly kills you. See, we can obtain. He didn't say we had it. See that, Bob? He said we obtained it. We didn't have it. We obtained it. All right? We can obtain brotherly kindness and feel for one another. Because let me really, you know, we're all a bunch of legalists when we first get born again. It's always do's and don'ts, do this, don't do that, and this one's not doing this right, and this one's not doing that right, and you're not doing this right, and you're not. Well, that's what we are. We're under the law, right, until Christ comes. But when Christ comes, it's not a total chopping off. We receive the Holy Ghost, but there's still things, like Daddy's been saying, our memory and our reason and what is that? A lot of stuff in the past. Memory. We can't remember something we hadn't done. So we can't remember the future, right? God can show us things in the future, but that's through the Holy Ghost. But memory, reason, we reason by what we know, right? Conscious. What, does our conscience bother us about what's going to happen tomorrow? It bothers us about what happened yesterday. Imagination. Now, we can imagine something going to happen, but what do you imagine it from? What happened in the past. I wasn't going this way. So this is good, though, because of what Daddy said about the past. Everything in your spirit realm deals, even affection. How do I know I love somebody? The experience I had in the past with them. Right? So all that memory, reason, conscience, affection, imagination, those five senses in the spirit realm, all is contacting backwards, which is contrary to God. Right? He don't want you to look back. Got it? He won't want you to look back. He wants you to look forward by the Holy Ghost that'll teach you things to come. Now that promise, he promised he'd teach us things to come. But see, what we got to do is look through the eye of faith, not through the eye that mom and daddy gave us. Look through the eye of faith and forget the eye of what mom and daddy gave us. Because the eye of mom and daddy gave us is where you remember something because you saw it or hear it. See, taste, feel, smell, and hear. You remember something's hot because you felt it. You've experienced that. Well, God's trying to tell us here, he's saying, hey, you can obtain brotherly kindness and feelings for one another. You obtain it. You don't just have it. Okay? But to maintain in a group of people. Why do you care for that brother? Because you've broke bread with him here at the altar, as you will tonight. You fellowship with him. You shook his hand. You worship with him. He's your brother. And he might do something in the flesh that you would disagree with, but you just kind of stay, which you oughtn't to do, but shun him a little. You oughtn't to do. But he said you kind of stay. In other words, he was trying to say and stay, he's kind of stay away from him. That's what he was saying. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but read that. Because you just kind of stay. What? Stay away from him. And he said, no, you shouldn't do that. But shun him a little. But in the bottom of your heart, if something happened to that brother, it'd nearly kill you or that sister. I'm an old man. I was once young. Now I'm old. I've seen it down through the age. Do that. hear people say, I just won't have no more to do with him, and something happens to that man that nearly kills him. He thinks, oh God, I let my precious brother go without making friends with him. You see? It's brotherly love. All right? My computer security is fine. Leave me alone. Okay. Get that trash out of there. Where was I? Oh, you see, it's brotherly love. It looks like it won't stick, but it does stick. The honey, it sticks. Now, inasmuch that she came from there down the hill to the bottom of the hill. Now, this glorious water was gushing over hills in five streams. Now, five is a number of grace. JUSUSFAITHGRACE. Five is a number of grace. And like I said about the fivefold ministry, that fivefold ministry is what to you? GRACE. That's the grace of God that you even hear the people. It's the grace of God that he leads you to a place where you can hear instead of just listening to one person. You got a fivefold ministry that can help you. All right? Five streams was pouring from up here at the trough down through here. So there must have been, listen, there must have been some trash in here. Because this is where the trash come from, the box. The trash didn't come from out here. The Brother Brown said the trash come from inside the box. And then the trash come out, and the water washed it down the side of the mountain. All right? Everybody understand? Everybody okay with that? Everybody got it? Yes.
Could all of these things, in a worldly sense, be the trash that's coming out? It's your wisdom.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Absolutely. Because, see, we have a lot of, there's people that you want to be around that has, like Jim's dad, he's got worldly virtue about running business and making money. But now, that virtue is not virtue I want in the degree that I know that it's spiritual. What this does, it gives you, what the Bible and what we're teaching and what the fivefold ministry does, it shows you how to separate the two. See, most denominational people think if you're wealthy, you must be of God. Well, it's not true. You can be the wealthiest person in the world. And what Jesus said, and he said, it's kind of hard. I was reading the other day a commentary somebody wrote about, could you imagine somebody standing around listening to what Jesus said, that it would be better to pull a camel through the eye of a needle than it would be for a rich man to go to heaven? Why? Because he leans to his money. And he does all the time. They lean to their money all the time. But if you have these virtues, what does it do? It separates. It separates that. That's what that was doing. What was it doing? It was burning the trash out. It wasn't burning the virtue out. It was burning the trash out. Because virtue is not trash. If it's Holy Ghost virtue. If it's Holy Ghost knowledge. It'll stick. But there's a lot of trash in there that's got to come out because that's what that dream says. All right, look. Each one of these ages had that rock confession. What? The Holy Ghost. So she had the rock. What Brother Brown was trying to explain to her is that the Holy Ghost has got to be poured into the church so it can continue to wash us out. Each one of these ages had that rock confession. The saints were sleeping, waiting, see, on till this age. But soon the Holy Ghost, being poured out from Christ, will come and seal up the church. All right, now, that's not down here. That's right here. He's referring right back to his chart where he wrote the Holy Spirit right here. Because if you'll read in the Statue of a Perfect Man, the Holy Spirit here is what seals these virtues in. All right? Each one of these ages had that rock confession. The saints sleeping, waiting. But soon the Holy Ghost, being poured out from Christ, will come and seal up the church. Then the church will be raptured. It will be a complete unit of God, a bride for Christ who will be the head of all things. You follow me now. The congregation says amen, which I doubt. Now she was wondering, now in her dream, she was wondering, would this little stream ever get to the bottom? See, it was drying up. Now being that, she herself, now here's what I want you to get to now. She herself was wondering about her own self. Did she have the Holy Ghost? Now, I shunned saying this a few days ago, thinking that the church would be spiritual enough to catch it. And maybe I better turn this tape off right now because I don't want it to get amongst brethren. But you could speak with tongues, shout, dance, cast out devils, do anything you want, and still not have the Holy Ghost. Didn't even disciples come back rejoicing because the devils were subject unto them, and Jesus, right among them, was Judas. Did not Jesus say, in that day you'll cast out devils, and I'll say, depart from you. By your fruits you'll be known. Now you say, Brother Branham, should we speak with tongues? Absolutely, that's a gift. But those gifts of God, without these virtues, makes a stumbling block to the unbeliever. You see that? These gifts of God, without these virtues in them, in other words, the life, is going to go back to the looking at the life. Remember the brother that he went to, and the one brother speaking tongues, and he would interpret, and man, he thought he was with angels, and then the Lord revealed to him that this guy was living with a woman and had babies by another person, just living in total adultery. And then God showed him, you know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So that's what it is. And then Brother Branham will say, power without character is what? Satanic. Okay? Well, power, because this age, Joel said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He didn't say just the bride. He said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's why Brother Branham had to preach anointing ones at the end time, because that's what's coming in the end time. It could be so close. Amen. He's saying, amen. But these virtues here without this, that's what Sister Trudy was saying. This virtue without character is satanic. A man can use this virtue to make people prostitute their body. Right? You see people with charisma and slick, well, they got virtue. There's some strength that's strong. Because listen, promise you one thing. If there's one of these for God, there's one of them for the devil. Right? So power, the Holy Spirit anointing, without character, is satanic. Okay? You can be anointed with the Holy Ghost every day of your life, remember, on your spirit, and die and go to hell. And look like these virtues are working in a man's life. But look, they were all empty. Look, it makes a stumbling block to the unbeliever. It's not accepted by God. All right? This has to be first. And when you have faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly love, then the Holy Ghost comes down and seals you as a unit. Now, a lot of people in the message believe that you have to get all the virtues before you get the Holy Ghost. But he just said, read them where he says power without character. It's satanic. All right? The Holy Ghost comes down and seals you as a unit, not as a baby, but as a unit. The way he makes his bride is the way he makes his individual. Made out of same material, like Eve was made out of Adam, a rib from the side. Here is the things that you have to have first. You can't impersonate them. You can't imitate them. They've got to be God sent and God born. Imitation only causes confusion. All right?
Seals you as a unit. Is that adoption?
Yes. The sealed unit.
There was a sentence that
okay. What's the question? Oh, okay. Well, see, all the church ages were not adopted. The only people that's adopted is people in the end time. Okay? Because the church ages, most of them, six of them actually, didn't have all these virtues. The virtues were going out at, you know, when 325 AD and 606, when they started bringing in Father, Son, Holy Ghost, eternal hell, and all the things that we kind of talked about last night. It kind of took the virtues down, and then it was just, you just got born again was about it. Now you just barely squeezed into the body, all right? And then, but now, see, you come back up. What he was saying about Alpha and Omega, whatever was in the beginning's got to come to the end before it can be restored. All right? So look, that's the way he makes his bride, is the way he makes his individual. Made out of the same material like Eve was made out of Adam, a rib from the side. Here's the thing that you have to have first. You can't impersonate them. You can't imitate them. You've got to be God-sent and God-born. Imitation only causes confusion. Then he talks about the buzzard. But it has to come from the inside, and it produces Christianity. God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our sister had her feet wet when she got to the bottom. All of us know Sister Shepherd to be charitable. Her house is open. The brother said, I don't care if it's a bum beggar. Oh, God accepted that. Her foundation part. You hear that? Feet. Her foundation part. What? The new birth. She had the new birth. Faith. Right down at the bottom of the pyramid. She had that. But then all these other things happen. All right? Says, here is what's wrong with the... I turn on for this. Here's what's wrong with the Branham Tabernacle. There's two different kinds of faith. There's two different kinds of virtue. Right? Two different kinds of knowledge. Two different kinds of temperance. One thinks it's prohibition. Thank God, it ain't that kind of temperance that God is talking about. It's that ungodly, uncontrollable temper you got, and things of that side. Fast back, fuss, patience, and so forth. There's a mockery of it, and pretend to be a nature-given faith and nature-given virtue. See, that's what I mean. There's a nature-given part of that, but you got to see that that's burnt out, dead, not divorced, dead. And the biggest part of our faith is mental faith. By hearing the word, it brings us to a mental recognition of God. That's why, that, like Brother Dale was talking about last night, the Bible says in Ezekiel, I'll give you a new spirit. Well, that's not the Holy Spirit. That's just a spirit that makes you religious. By hearing the word, it brings you to a mental recognition of God. All right? And if you stay there, that's not good. But if you keep going on, but if this, coming from above, oh brother, if it ever strikes this, there's a godly spiritual faith. Then what does that faith do? That faith recognizes only the Word, no matter what anything else said. It only recognizes the Word. Because in the beginning, the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word is still God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. When the Word itself is pouring into our faith, you hear that? So you don't get it all. You got to hear the Word. The Word has it all. You've just got to get in there and let it, what? Discern the thoughts and intents of your heart. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. When the Word itself is poured into our faith, our mental faith becomes a spiritual revelation. All right? So let's go upstairs. We'll finish this. Two Sundays from now, I'll be in New Jersey. Y'all remember in your prayers, leaving Friday. Be back Sunday afternoon, kind of late. So keep us in your prayers. Do what? Oh, no. You think somebody chewed me into little pieces? Wrong. Wrong.